There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Ollie Barrett joins us on the line from London. Welcome back, Ollie.
Hi, guys.
Good to have you on. So let's first of all talk about London Airport, Heathrow Airport to be precise. The expansion has been approved. This has been, I think it's fair to call it a saga, Ollie.
We can call it that, Tim, and we should also not suggest that it's over by any means. But what we do now have, finally, depending on your perspective on all of this, is plans for a third runway at Heathrow having been approved by the UK Cabinet. It's taken a long time to get here, as you suggest. It's being described as an historic moment by Transport Secretary Chris Grayling. It's obviously going to be a hugely expensive project and one that will take some time to realise. If it goes on as it is planned by the government, then we will probably see the new runway, the third runway at Heathrow, not operational until between the years 2025 and 2030. But if it does happen, the capacity of the airport will be increased from 85.5 million passengers to around 130 million passengers. The government insists that will create 60,000 new jobs, tens of billions of dollars worth of economic benefits right through till the 2050s, according to the studies that the UK government has carried out. Chris Grayling, as I say, the Transport Secretary, he's describing it as a vital legacy that it's going to bring in for the British economy and also transport infrastructure, because it's not just about the airport. It's also about transport links that the government plans to improve to the airport, tube lines being improved from London, train services and connections from elsewhere. But it is, of course, a hugely controversial project, and that's part of the reason that it's taken us so long to get to this point. It's an idea that's been debated for years. If you're Heathrow Airport, you've been saying for some time that you're falling behind in terms of the routes that you can offer worldwide, in terms of hub airport capacity. Heathrow, for years, was always described as the world's busiest airport. Well, it is no longer that, and if you look at the charts of the world's busiest airports, you have Dubai rising up the rankings, you have London Heathrow slipping. And if you're a business traveler from the UK, you frequently these days have to travel to somewhere like Dubai or another major hub airport that is increasing capacity around the world to get to some of those far-flung destinations that you want to visit. Those direct flights appear to be becoming harder for UK businessmen and women to find. All of that said, there are plenty of residents underneath that Heathrow flight path who are furious about this. And as I say, that's part of the reason it's taken us so long to get to this point. Concerns about noise, concerns about villages and houses being destroyed as part of the expansion plans here. There are several MPs on the outskirts of London who say they will continue to challenge these plans. The campaigners have also talked about the legal limits on air pollution and noise pollution being breached with the extra 700 or so planes we're going to see. The government insists that planes are getting less noisy, less polluting, that they can put in place a huge plan to negate some of the effects that some of the campaigners are complaining about. We're going to see a vote in Parliament in the next 2 or 3 weeks or so, we think, if not, at least by the middle of July. So that will be the moment when we really get a sense of whether this is actually happening or not. But this approval by Cabinet is a significant moment indeed, and much jubilation at the airport itself. As I say, Heathrow has been saying for a long time that it's been falling behind and needed this expansion if it was going to continue to compete on a global basis.
And another controversial issue for the UK government, Ollie. They're saying now they won't object to a Fox takeover of Sky, but with one major caveat.
Yes, that's exactly right. 21st Century Fox would be allowed to take over Sky by the UK government if it sold Sky News. Now, Sky News is obviously a high-profile part of the Sky network, but it's not profitable. And so the concerns about the dominance of the UK media industry by 21st Century Fox would be allayed, according to the government, by the selling of Sky News. So what's actually happening is that the Culture Secretary will refer this bid by Fox for a further consultation, but has said that at this point he sees no reason to object to it. But there is a rival bid as well by Comcast, the government's cleared that too. So what it looks like we will now see is a bidding war, essentially, between Comcast and Fox to try and get control of Sky. Fox has been trying to get regulatory approval here in the UK since 2016. It already owns a lot of Sky, 61% of it, but wants to own the rest as well. And part of the reason for the holdup has, of course, been that Rupert Murdoch is the man behind Fox. And many politicians and other media figures here in the UK believe that he holds, personally and his family, too much influence over British media. But as I say, we've had a series of concessions put in place by the Murdoch-controlled 21st Century Fox to try and allay some of those fears, which include that hiving off of Sky News to Disney once any deal goes through. So, again, not a done deal. Again, more to travel down this particular path. But for now, the government's saying it will clear the way for Fox and Comcast to bid for Sky.
Ollie, let me ask you about what is an horrific story. A baby boy critical after being stabbed in London?
Yes, this is a story that has shocked people who live in the neighbourhood in Hounslow in West London. A stabbing at a home there, leaving an 11-month-old boy in a critical condition. A 32-year-old woman was also found at the property, though, with knife wounds, less serious wounds, and her injuries are not thought to be life-threatening. But both the boy and the woman were taken by air ambulance to hospital. Police received an emergency call, as did paramedics, last night, UK time. There is a manhunt now underway to try and find Rehan Khan, who is 25 years old and who's now being sought on suspicion of attempted murder. And police are saying that Rehan Khan knows the injured woman and baby boy. So as I say, a huge manhunt now underway. It's going to focus partly on some of those areas around Hounslow in West London, but he is also thought to be linked to other parts of London, Hammersmith and Fulham, Newham to the east of the city, but also Slough. The public are being warned not to approach Mr. Khan if they do see him, but to alert authorities as to his whereabouts.
And just very briefly, Ollie, Russian President Vladimir Putin visits Austria, trying to boost EU relations rather than seeing them divided.
Yeah, and he's not going to succeed, I don't think, on this particular trip. It's his first trip to Western Europe in almost a year. Before arriving, he told Austrian broadcasters he's not trying to split or break up the European Union, as he's sometimes been accused of, and he insists that it's Russia's most important commercial and economic partner. But there are, of course, a number of reasons why European Union member states are angry with Moscow at the moment and have sanctions in place, from actions inside Crimea to the poisoning of a former spy on British soil. The list goes on, and Russia doesn't appear to be backing down in terms of any of those major issues of contention, and so I think it's unlikely that the European Union will either.
That's Ollie Barrett, live from London. Always appreciate you coming on, Ollie. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.